Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Tammy, Wes is in Escondido. I guess that would make him Wes Escondido. Morning, pal. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good. We really enjoyed being in your town yesterday.
Yeah, I heard. It was really noisy over there from what you guys said a couple times.
When we were receiving a proclamation from County Supervisor Anderson, you could hear them emptying the trash trucks. It was awesome.
It was very fitting.
Ringing the bells for you guys.
It was very fitting. Yes, Wes. Hey, do me a favor, man. Kick Tammy out of our studio, please.
All right, Tammy, I have to politely ask you to leave the studio.
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Wes, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, buddy, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sure.
David Hasselhoff revealed he needs knee surgery after being seen in a wheelchair at LAX, probably from running in slow motion on the beach as a lifeguard on what show?
Baywatch.
Michael J. Fox is releasing a memoir about the time he was filming Back to the Future and Family Ties at the same time. How many Back to the Future movies were there?
Three.
The ACMs were last night. Within three and without going over, which number year was this year's ACMs?
60.
Tom Brady says his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Finding that out after the fact felt like, quote, a stake through his heart. Tom starred as himself in this Mark Wahlberg movie about a talking teddy bear.
Ted.
And finally, Ferris Bueller stars Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck are in negotiations to reunite for a comedy called The Best Is Yet to Come. In that classic movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew played Ferris Bueller. Alan played his best friend who ends up trashing his dad's Ferrari. What was his first name?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. Wes, what you got going on today, pal?
Driving my daughter to school right now. She's third grade, and she loves hearing you guys, and she's over the moon that we actually got in.
What's her name?
Josephine.
Hi, Josephine.
Hi.
That's great, man. What a great age. Third grader. Tammy, Wes did, and he's going to be mad at me, but Wes did 3 out of 5.
Okay.
David Hasselhoff revealed that he needs knee surgery after being seen in a wheelchair at LAX, probably from running in slow motion on a beach as a lifeguard on what show?
Baywatch.
Is right. 1-1, Wes knew that. Michael J. Fox is releasing a memoir about the time he was filming Back to the Future and Family Ties at the same time. How many Back to the Future movies were there?
Three.
Three is correct. He would literally work almost 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing both of those.
Did you watch the documentary with him on Apple TV?
I have not yet.
You have to. It's so, what an amazing human being.
Okay. You've been saying that a lot to me. I need to get on that. It's 2-2. The ACMs were last night. Within three and without going over, which number year was this year's ACMs?
60th.
60 is right. Wes knew that right on the nose. Good job, guys. Tied at 3. Tom Brady says his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Tom starred as himself in this Mark Wahlberg movie about a talking teddy bear.
Ted. 2.
Oh, you did it. That was Wes's problem. He said, just Ted, and not Ted, it's Ted, too. Nice catch, Tam. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Ferris Bueller stars Matthew Broderick and Alan Ruck are in negotiations to reunite for a comedy called The Best Is Yet to Come. In the classic movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Matthew played Ferris Bueller. Alan played his best friend, who ends up trashing his dad's Ferrari. What was his first name?
God, I'm thinking about when they're yelling at him. Cameron.
Cameron is right. Man, you're on fire today. 10 out of 10 in today's colleges.
I just saw the clip of him not wanting to give the valet parking attendant his dad's car.
Yeah. Wes, today Tammy beat you by a score of 5-3, so you're not going to get any money, but we have a great prize for you, pal.
A pair of tickets for KSON's All-American Summer. This is an all-ages show starring Scotty McCreery, the band Perry, and more. Front Wave Arena, June 14th.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
Wes, we appreciate you. Bye, Josephine. Have a wonderful day at school. Do good things. And Wes, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
I am Wes at Escondido, and I flunked out at Tammy's College, Hollywood College.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.